You're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute.
Live on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage.
Bringing you music, news, and views from the youth perspective.
The things we care about, straight from our mouths. I'm Jada Wan.
And I'm Kendall Stormo. We'll be your hosts for this month's edition of In Other News.
On the show, we'll have stories by Chloe Trobel and Audrey Russell.
And ATME's newest reporter, Elena Bentley, will share some local events, and Francisco Martinez will be our DJ.
But before we can get into music, let's talk news.
Jada, did you hear that President Obama is coming to Anchorage?
Really?
Yes, President Obama will visit Anchorage on August 31st for a State Department conference, which will bring together foreign ministers and key non-Arctic states with scientists, policymakers, and stakeholders from Alaska and Arctic regions to discuss how climate change is reshaping the Arctic.
Oh, I see. They want to increase global awareness of how what is happening in the Arctic is impacting the rest of the world.
Correct.
In other news, an Alaska Dispatch report says the Alaska Supreme Court supported the lower court's decision to nullify the Save Our Salmon initiative. The initiative gave the Lake and Peninsula Borough the ability to unilaterally veto a project approved by the State Department of Natural Resources. The Alaska Supreme Court said this was unlawful.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says it intends to take extraordinary action to protect Bristol Bay's world-class salmon runs and unparalleled natural habitat from destruction by the proposed pebble mine.
Well, that's all for the news. Here's Francisco with some music.
Thanks, guys. The theme I chose this month is love. I always go for love for some reason, but whatever. You're going to listen to What's Your Name by Glass.
Sure, it's windy tonight.
Oh, wonder where it's caught.
Golly, I thought it was behind us.
Wait, speed up, Tony. Speed up. I saw something.
Real
live. All right.
Ooh.
I see it. I see it.
Come on, man. Show
us
it.
Let the window. Let the window down.
Let me
see the light on. Let her see.
Let me see.
Yeah, she wants some action. Hi.
You just heard What You're Gonna Do by LTD, and before that, What's Your Name by Glass. Back to you guys.
Thanks for the music, Francisco. And if you didn't know, you're tuned into In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute, live on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage.
Reporter Audrey Russell is a student at Homer High School, and as part of the Alaska Press Club Journalism Fellows Program, she investigated the subject of reality TV. Here's what she found out.
Having grown up in Alaska, I am surrounded by reality TV skeptics. For years, I have heard the exact same phrases. Not everyone lives like that. We don't all live in the forest. But despite the criticism, Alaska's show still reigns supreme on network TV.
Alaska is a place of adventure, and some people really are drawn to that.
Aaron Kirkland is a freelance writer who works in the travel tourism industry who has appeared on Buying Alaska. She and her husband were filmed over the course of 3 days searching for a home they knew they weren't going to buy.
Being in PR and travel and tourism myself, you know, and I do radio and I do TV, I know how to project the goal that they wanted. And they wanted the goal that, you know, we were cast. And that's what I tell people. We were cast members of this program. And so as such, there is a certain level of acting that we are going to have to project. And so that's essentially what we were doing.
And acting is what many Alaskans tend to think of when reality TV comes to mind.
The vast Alaskan wilderness, a place where beauty is cloaked by danger.
This is the stereotypical language used by Alaska shows.
The Alaska bush people is the one that everyone seems to make the most fun of.
Deep in the Alaskan wilderness, there's a family that was born and raised wild.
Let's go, time to wake up!
Another beautiful day in the bush.
I think Deadliest Catch had a little more street credibility in the beginning because, you know, everybody knew how tough it was out there.
This sounds different from what you think of with traditional journalism. But there are different types, like the facts and figures news and the storytelling features type stories. So the questions are, why is Alaskan reality TV so popular? What gap do these shows fill? And where does traditional journalism come into play? First, reality TV.
It gives an opportunity to look into a world that is different than what most viewers see, whether that is a family with 10 kids or a family who lives in remote Alaska. I think of it as a window into another world.
Amberly Muha works for a major network TV production company. She asks us not to disclose her employer, but she has worked on several reality programs, including many set in Alaska.
So typically when I develop a show, I develop it from the casting standpoint. So I find some talent that I really like, or I find a group of people that I think is really interesting, find good characters within that, and then develop a concept around that.
Muha seeks to entertain the public, using Alaska's most wild side to accomplish that.
There's this idea of Alaska as being sort of the last frontier. So we're looking for people who sort of embody that pioneering spirit. I think that that's probably the number one quality in most of the shows that we're looking for.
Musher Brent Sass, 2015 Yukon Quest champion, certainly does.
What does it take to conquer Alaska?
We gotta move, here we go.
8 explorers are putting their lives on the line.
No. Whoa.
In a relentless test of survival.
Sass lives 150 miles outside of Fairbanks. His nearest neighbor is 10 miles away. It only makes sense that producers would get a hold of him for Ultimate Survival Alaska.
All right, Brent Sass here, day 3, wet. That's the theme of today. It was cold and wet this morning. We got out of camp a little later the day before, but had a really nice hike up over the summit, over the pass, I should say. It's going well, and looking forward to the adventures ahead.
This is a clip from one of the episodes. We talked to him over Facebook chat because he has no telephone service and his internet is too weak for Skype. He said that his real life is much more dangerous than anything they did on the show. When he is alone mushing, he is truly alone. No camera crew, no producers, just him and his dogs. That's why he tends to agree with Aaron Kirkland that reality TV and journalism are not even in the same universe. It's entertainment versus documentary. However,
we had the opportunity to just play it straight. We didn't have to engineer any drama or overly produce, stories to fit, our show, because it was just built into the subject matter.
Thomas Oliver sees a gray area. He has worked as a producer on Coast Guard Alaska, which prides itself in being facts and not fiction.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. The true documentary style, covering, what was happening. There was no retakes.
Oliver takes a middle ground by saying that, yes, reality television is entertainment, but that doesn't mean it can't be truthful. It all depends on the viewer's taste.
So in our case, ours is real life in front of you in a documentary style, and that was a different market of audience than somebody who might be watching Alaska Bush People, who are more looking for a caricature, a character that they could laugh with and at as they're being entertained on their sofa.
So where does traditional journalism come into play? Despite their differences in artistic license, they both serve one important purpose, to tell stories. Just like people can decide to watch different shows, they make different choices every day about where to get their news, magazines, television, and radio. And in the end, whether reality television and journalism occupy totally different spaces or occasionally overlap, they both give the public a chance to experience someone else's story for a bit.
There has to be a plot line, whether fictional or non-fictional. I mean, we all live in our own plot line, whatever that is. So it just depends on what happens in daily life.
Alaskans will always have their opinions on reality TV and journalism. But no matter how the story is told, we all can agree that life on the last frontier is pretty crazy. In Homer, I'm Audrey Russell.
Sometimes it's blood, sweat, and tears on Alaska's last frontier. But life is simple, life is good when you're living like you should. Hey, hey, sometimes it's struggle, strife, fathers, sons, brothers, wives. But we're making our way. Yes, we'll stay right here on Alaska's last frontier. Land and mom and papa taught us you need to understand. Oh, the meek don't endure, nor the weak of the heart. This land will make you strong or break you apart.
It's the green and blue and the clean and white, the winds and wild wolves sing to us at night.
It's not the gold nor the oil that we hold dear, born to be wild and free here on the last frontier. Sometimes it's blood, sweat, and tears on Alaska's last frontier. But life is simple, life is good when you're living like you should. Hey, hey, sometimes it's struggle, strife,
father, sons, brothers, wives.
But we're making our way. Yes, we'll stay right here on Alaska's last frontier. But you get old after years in the cold and the dark.
But youth will lead with truth and a spark.
We're the last of a breed of our past pioneers. And if you listen close, their voices you will hear. Sometimes it's blood, sweat, and tears on Alaska's last frontier. But life is simple, life is good when you're living like you should. Hey, hey, sometimes it's struggle, strife, father's son, brother's wives. But we're making our way, and yes, we'll stay.
You're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM. That was Audrey Russell with a story that originally aired on KBBI in Homer, Alaska.
Back to Francisco with more music.
Thanks, guys. It's time to get lost in love again. All right, let's make some love. You just heard Dreams by Human Body and Talk to Me by Shalimar.
You're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage.
ATME's Chloe Chobel was lucky enough to catch up with Threadhead Records musician Margie Perez, who plays jazz, pop, and New Orleans funk. Here's the interview.
Back in July, we had a house guest come and stay with us for a few days. She was a super cool musician from New Orleans, and she came to visit for a musical festival in McCarthy, Alaska. Her name is Margie Perez. And we were talking out on our deck about music and New Orleans, and then she told me the story about how she became a singer.
This was over 20 years ago, I was at an office party. And we had karaoke. And so my coworkers signed me up to do karaoke without my knowledge. They just kind of knew that I was the one. And when they called my name, I was like, okay. And then when they told me that the song I was gonna do was Like a Virgin by Madonna, I thought, okay, let's do this.
'Cause it came around to me, baby. It's gonna come down on you.
There was a girl who I worked with who I didn't even know was in a band, and they were looking for a backup singer, and she said, hey, do you want to join our band, because you can sing? And so that's how I got into singing, was, you know, because of karaoke. Who knew?
And kind of Madonna.
Yeah exactly. I didn't really have any, I wasn't nervous, I guess, because it was fun. The first time that I sang was, and everybody was like, yeah, you're having a really good time doing this. And so, like, yeah, this is fun. When it had
enough, he packed my bag. So, Margie goes from being a travel agent to being in a band. She entered a whole new world of music. She learned how to do backup vocals and go to gigs and do all the stuff that was part of being a singer.
And then when we started to get together for the rehearsals, you know, they were letting me write my background parts on these original songs. So it was really cool. It was like not only my first chance to sing in front of an audience with a live band, but to also, you know, to work out my creativity.
Then Margie joined another band, a world music band.
And they would go to Jazz Fest every year in New Orleans. And they were like, you have to come with us. You've never been to Jazz Fest, you have to come. And I went, and I was just blown away by just all that live music that was being performed. And I just got swept up in it, and I started writing my first song. The first song that I ever wrote, I was on the airplane coming back from Jazz Fest. And I had all this New Orleans music in my head, and the song just kind of came out. And I started singing it to people, thinking that it was something that I heard down there. And they're like, no, I think you wrote this one. And so that's how it all started. And it's a song called Ooh Baby La La, which I still do. This is, what, 20 years later. And it's just a fun little song. And it's about New Orleans. It's my little calling card.
She learned a lot of lessons along the way.
Like, I didn't know that it was a 12-bar blues song until I tried to teach it to somebody. And they said, oh, it's just a 12-bar blues. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, I didn't even know what that was. And then, you know, now I'm like, okay. Like, practically every song I've been writing, I wrote after a while was 12-bar blues. And I said, well, let me change this a little bit.
12-bar blues is this musical formula with a specific pattern. So when musicians are jamming together, they know what chords to play and how long to play them.
I like the 12-bar blues. You know?
It's a good formula.
Yeah.
With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Chloe Chobel.
Okay, and then what was the name of that song again?
It's called Ooh Baby La La.
Ooh Baby La La. So I was wondering, do you think you could sing it?
Sure, yeah. I'll sing the a verse and the chorus. Okay. My baby, he got the notion that he don't got my devotion. So he took all his dinero and went to Marie Laveau. Oh, she said, you get that mojo working. He'll say, ooh, baby, la, la, la.
He slipped me the potion. My head is swimming like the ocean. It filled my heart with emotion and put my body.
You're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KMBA 90.3 FM Anchorage.
Margie, the musician in the last story, has an interesting side job. She collects discarded Mardi Gras beads on the streets of New Orleans and recycles them to make new jewelry.
You can check out her album online. It's called Singing for My Supper.
Now it's time for some more music.
Let's continue the love making this afternoon with Stop On by LTD. You just heard Sneaking Out by Stacey Ladislaw. Back to the show.
Thanks, guys. So I'm Elena, and I have some awesome events for the months of July and August. Hey, there's a Makers Fair on Saturday, August 1st from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Lusac Library. It's a place for inventors and artists to share their creations, and they want you to see them. If you're interested, you can visit makerfairanchorage.com for more information. And that's fair with an E at the end. Listen up, all you filmmakers. The Anchorage International Film Festival is calling for entries. So if you've got a movie, submit it by August 24th. For more details for submitting entries, you can go to anchoragefilmfestival.org. Now here's something for the hikers. Alaska Outdoors is hosting easy to moderate social hikes every Monday and Thursday all year long. For an hour and a half, you can just go on a guided hike with your friends. For the rest of the deets, you can always visit alaska-outdoors.org. What's up, Potter fans? You can compete in Quidditch scrimmages on Wednesday nights from 7:30 to 9 o'clock on the park strip. Bring your own broom. For more details, visit facebook.com/alaskaquidditch. All right. So the events are done, my job is done, so I can go home, right?
Sounds good.
All right.
That was Elena Bentley, and you're listening to In Other News on KNBA 90.3 FM.
Here's Francisco with some more fire tunes.
We're starting off with Miss You Much by Janet Jackson.
Miss
Thanks, Francisco. This has been In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KMBA 90.3 FM Anchorage.
We'd like to thank all of you for listening. Big thanks to Spirit of Youth, Rasmussen Foundation, and United Way of Anchorage.
If you'd like to make great radio as well, join ATME. Find us online and listen to past stories at alaskateenmedia.org or call us at 272-2864. Youth ages 13 to 24 are welcome to join our team. While you're at it, remember to check out the KPASA Anchorage Events page on Facebook. It's the juiciest site on the internet and is chock full of information on local events. You can tune into our next broadcast of In Other News on Saturday, August 29th at 4 p.m. right here on KNBA 90.3 FM.
We would also like to invite you to In Other News live on stage at Lusac Library's Wilda Marston Theater. We'll be doing what we do here on the radio, but in front of a live theater audience on August 6th at 6:30 p.m. More information on that at alaskateenmedia.org. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.